Doing good. How you doing?
Good. What's it been like? Did it become real at some point for you when you put the Broncos gear on, or did you have that welcome to the NFL kind of moment?
No, not really. You know, once I stepped off the plane and realized, you know, I was actually in Denver, it kind of all just hit me. You know, when we pulled up to the facility, I was just like, it was a real life moment, you know, a dream come true. So it's been a great experience so far, and I'm enjoying myself.
There's no real established starter at nose tackle here. Do you feel like you have a chance to really come in and compete?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just coming in competing every day, and, you know, whatever the coach, you know, has planned for me to do, that's what I'm going to do to the best of my ability.
What did you learn?
Just technique things. You know, he really puts an emphasis on, you know, being technicians, being really physical defensive linemen up front. And, you know, he's taught me a lot in the past day. And, you know, I'm really, you know, taking it all in.
What's these practices been like?
It's definitely been a faster pace. You know, it's just something that you got to get used to coming from college to the NFL. It's just been a quicker pace. And, you know, everybody's going fast. So it's just something that you got to learn to adjust to. But, you know, I'm adjusting to it every day.
Speaking to the adjustment, do you feel the thinner air out here? People talk
about definitely. Yeah, I felt that yesterday. So, you know, today was a lot easier, you know, and I'm getting adjusted to it. So,
what's the key to being a good nose tackle on a 3-4? You played a lot of it in Maryland. What is the key in your mind?
You know, just being able to read, you know, the center and the guard, you know, just being able to read the whole offensive line, formations, you know, just being able to call out certain offensive schemes. And being physical, you know, just being a physical guy, you know, getting your feet work and your hand placements correct and just being able to be physical up front.
Did you go up against Max Garcia before he transferred?
Yeah, Max, I went to Maryland with Max. So, you know, we went head-to-head, you know, a couple of times at Maryland. He's a real physical guy. And, you know, we're going head-to-head at practice every day. So, you know, it's nothing different.
So, John Thornton, your
agent? Yes.
I covered John when he played. I mean, he talked to you about the position at all?
Yeah. You know, he just gave me a couple pointers. You know, just stay on your feet, you know, run to the ball, little things like that, be able to be coachable. You know, just be a good guy on the field. You know, make sure you're being able to communicate with other people.
Was it good to know somebody like Max when you get here?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right away?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as soon as we both got drafted, we kind of reached out to each other and congratulated each other. But it's definitely, you know, great having Max out here.
Do you know much about Phil Kolar before you got here?
I didn't, but, you know, I found out quickly. So he's a great coach. You know, he's a great coach. I'm excited to work with him.
Darius, you get to see the Broncos and other teams on TV as you're playing in college. A lot of names start to know. Is there anybody when you got here, you're like, man, I gotta meet that guy?
I mean, Peyton Manning, you know. That's a lifetime, you know, chance. So, you know, I got to shake Peyton Manning's hand, you know, seeing Von Miller, you know, seeing DeMarcus Ware, you know, just guys that are, you know, excellent on the field. And, you know, you come in here and you're in the same building as those guys. So, I mean, it's a great feeling.
You know they're not going to let you sack Peyton, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm staying away from him. I'm staying away from him, so.